Back, my friends. Welcome back to the broadcast. There's the Freedom Streamer. Thank you for joining us. Appreciated the story from Jamie Kelso before about it meeting Eric Clapton. Sounded pretty interesting. Apparently Clapton's a bit of a patriot. Loves his country, likes his borders. I'm sure he's not against people from other cultures. He's against people bum-rushing the border of his country. This is what's happening here, period. Real simple. I'm a bottom liner. They're bum-rushing our border with too many people. This country can't handle it. The ship's full. Oh, but boy, they love it. They love the slave, you know, the on the right, so to speak. They love their slave labor pool. And on the left, so to speak, they like their pool of voters who are going to pull the lever for whoever dishes out the funds. So we're in a tough situation. You know, I think we let in several million people a year through the system, which is like plenty. Considering the nation is completely broken down, it's incorporated itself and then ran itself broke on our dollar. You got private bankers issuing our currency and loaning it to us instead of the Congress printing the currency. I mean, you have secretaries of a treasury, and what? They're not cognizant of the fact that all our money is being sucked out of this nation through the hyperprinting of through inflation deflation cycles by a bunch of private bankers, and it's going overseas. None of it's coming back. There's no trickle-down economics. It's all trickle-up. That's why we have Goldman-Trump administration. Five people from Goldman Sachs at the highest levels of this country. Treasury Secretary, Deputy Treasury Secretary, Head of Economic Initiatives, Director of the National Economic Council, and then Bannon, who is maybe the best out of the bunch. I don't know. That's what I heard. Who knows? He's out now, so if there was any chance to hope, you know, it's like, now it's pretty much gone. I mean, if you were going to count on him. You know, so what hope do we have with this administration? It's a corporation. Trump's not unincorporating. That's the most important thing this country could do is unincorporate. Make it run like a public service. People could come in and get paid really well. They're just not going to clean us out with hundreds of millions of dollars, and that's what they're doing. It's off the charts. If you'd like to join the broadcast, it's 800-313-9443. We do have a caller on the line. Let's get right to him. It's Sovereign Man. How are you, buddy?
My problem.
Hey, man.
I'm blessed and highly favored. I'm getting a little reflection. Hopefully, I'll be able to go through. I just want to let you know that the listeners have created a chat room for the broadcast. It's freedomscreamradio.chattango.com.
Oh, cool. Repeat that.
freedomscreamradio.chattango.com. Chat Tango, that's chattango.com.
And Freedom the Stream Radio at Chat Tango, great.
Yeah, the information on Tom Lockaver has been posted there. And if you go to the BOP website, it apparently they're high tech. It says, yeah. I don't know, if you want to donate, you can. There, you can donate to phone calls, email, then mail, then the package, then money. So, you got his number. I'll kick his number.
I wanted to give everybody plenty of time to get their pen and paper together.
Yeah.
So,
if they write down the chat, we do
have some people who are not on the internet. They listen to
his phone. He's at the Sheridan Federal Correctional Institute. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, hold up. Let me read it. I got it right here. So here it is. It's 66455. Okay, so after Thomas Lockavara, you're going to write 66455-050. Once again, that number, this is, I guess, Tom's inmate number, and we also have Evelyn on the line, and she's going to correct me if I'm wrong, and so we'll get it straight here. It'll take a few minutes, but that's fine. It's the least we can do for Tom. So it's Thomas Lockavara, Lacovara, and then it's 66455 6-6-4-5-0. Once again, that number after his name is 6-6-4-5-5-0-5-0. And then Sheridan, S-H-E-R-I-D-A-N, Sheridan, Federal Correctional Facility. That's the Sheridan Federal Correctional Facility. And then apparently you put under that, P.O. Box 5000. That's P.O. Box 5000, 5000. It's, and then Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. So it's Thomas LaCavara, 66455-050. Sheridan Federal Correctional Facility, P.O. Box 5000, Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. Apparently it's posted up there on Freedom Scream Radio at Chat Tango. That's great news. Appreciate that. So refer to there for see it in writing. I just wanted to read that out, though, because a lot of our listeners aren't on the Internet. They may be listening over their telephone, and so just write it down. Thomas LaCavara, 66455-050, Sheridan Federal Correctional Facility, P.O. Box 5000, Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. Thanks for assisting us on that, and thanks for the chat room. What's going down over there? Is everybody happy with what we're talking about?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a forum for the fair exchange of ideas and hopefully some solutions. Just wanted to know if you have heard anything about Heather Ann Tucci Giraffe case.
I did get a message regarding her, and I didn't know what we could do. I mean, we could publicize her case. I'm not super familiar with her history, but it seems like she's getting, she kind of made the mistake of stepping into the witch's territory. Not the necessarily the witch's court, but I guess she showed up at the White House. She's a woman who's an activist who was attempting to pursue our Sestu Trust, so to speak, but through the Federal Treasury Department. Big mistake. You go to the Vicar General's office, get it from them. They're the ones who have it. The Treasury will just come after you with the goons and arrest you, which they did. So she's sitting in the witch's prison. She's very capable of handling herself legally. I would like to give her case some publicity and get some public pressure. I'm kind of glad you brought that up. If anybody has, if I'm missing something on this, call in and let me know, people. But she seems like she's getting railroaded. Go ahead.
Well, actually, it seems like it's turning around. It seems like the so-called families are willing to do a deal with her. So we'll see. If you can, keep her in your prayer and the other gentleman that's in there with her.
Yeah.
That's all I can do right now is to keep them in my prayers and do further research on it. Has something to do with the TDC, the Treasury Direct Accounts. So
right, Treasury Direct Accounts. This is not my expertise because I know the true power behind the Federal Treasury. The Federal Treasury in and of itself is nothing. It's just a shell corporation that executes the will of the banking establishment in the Vatican, and you really need to address them because those are the men behind the curtain. She just got herself in trouble. She didn't kind of quite go high enough. She was a little bit off the mark, but a good activist, and I would like to keep her in our prayers. It's Heather Ann Tucci, T-U-C-C-I. She's also got a married name after that. I forget what it is, but it's Heather Tucci.
Giraffe, J-A-R-A-F-F.
Giraffe, J-A-R-A-F-F. Okay. People can look into the case if they want to. If there's anything we can do to help publicize it, I'm willing to do that. If you find out anything through your research, please call us back and let us know, would you? Caller? Okay. All right, well, listen, hey, thanks for calling in, buddy. But call back if you have any more information on her case. I'd like to keep it, you know, keep it alive. We're going to go to Evelyn in Maine now. Evelyn, how are you?
Hey, Eric, thanks for taking my call, and thanks for asking. I'm okay, but I'm probably, much like everybody else, pretty overwhelmed with all this information that's being thrown at us. It's not just the physical, it's the spiritual, too. When you realize, you know, the fight that we're in, it's that spiritual warfare. And you know that the people at the helm, they're Luciferians. They're and they're not playing.
That's and true. You're right. They are. It's not. That's not an overstatement, and you're not off the mark. This is exactly, and that's what they call themselves. And at the highest level in your local government, these people exist. I remember painting a house once with a guy in the crew, and he said that he was wearing a, this is when he was younger, wearing a T-shirt that had some kind of satanic thing on it from a band. He didn't really know. He wasn't into it. But the woman in line, very well dressed, and I think he recognized her as some local businesswoman, said, hey, I like your shirt, kind of nodded her head like, let's go chat about this Satan, this Luciferian. It goes, it's very deep. It's pervasive throughout the highest levels of some of the wealthiest communities, because they can get away with it. So anyway, Evelyn, yeah, what do you have to offer? Have you been in communication with... do you have anything to offer, any information on Tom at all?
In reference to Tom. Okay, so here's my worst news, is that the address you gave tonight, that's the wrong address. I also used that address. I got it from the BOP site under communications. Of course, when I got my letter back today, it said the wrong, he's not here. And I went back to check it, and I didn't find that. But here's the here's what helped me. Is that Tom's belongings from when he was transferred from Lane County to Eugene, Oregon. And please, anybody who's listening, I even wrote a statement, if I could kind of try to read some of that.
Sure.
Anything that I say is not to put down Lori, his wife, or to put bad light on anybody. It's just the facts and from where Tom is writing me, and the reason I stay in there with him was my own husband was in prison. I married a man in prison. I was a prison fellowship volunteer, and I got alongside of him as the Lord showed me the work he was doing to help him do what he was doing. What we did was we reunited families back together. He would give me names to wives and mothers and daughters and sons that their inmate prisoners hadn't seen or heard from. And I'd write to them and invite them to my house and bring them to the prison with me, and we'd help them to reunite. So that's what I did. And every 2 years they moved my husband, and every 2 years I could just see I kind of moved along with him. But so I seen a lot of things. So anything I say, you know, I'm kind of a pretty gabby person when I get going, but anything I say is not to shed bad light on Lori, but the reason his box came here is because I think at that point the only person really writing him. I don't know Tom Lacovera personally. I only learned of him when he came on RBN and he was sharing about the 14th Amendment. And because I was born into slavery and right into an institution, right into the state's hands, right from my mother's birth canal, they just got me right from there. She was in a mental state hospital as a drug addict. So from the word go, I was there. So I have a whole history. I'm 65 now, but I have a whole history of being enslaved under their system. So when Tom started talking about the 14th Amendment, I really was endeared to him, and I learned a lot about how this whole thing worked, and I don't know, I just kind of followed him along when he was arrested. I made it my business to get his address, and at that point, Lori was, you know, calling in and talking and everything, but I think she was really put through her paces as far as the games they play in making it so difficult for you to have communication with your loved one. And she, remember, she was out there in her car in the winter, and, you know what I mean? There was one incident where she called in to RBN, and she needed help. I think she was broken down, and people raised, I think, over $1,000 in 1 hour.
Yep.
And, I mean, things like that happen, and it was good that she can call RBN. When I was out there broken down, I didn't have anyone to call. It was just the Lord who kind of helped me go from A to B. But anyway, the reason I got the box is at that point she had left Oregon and gone back to Nevada. And then shortly thereafter, he took the plea, but he said he was almost ready to go the way that she wanted, but he was really confused because he didn't know that way, and he was hoping to hear from some of his people who his supporters, his friends, and he wasn't hearing from anybody at all. And him and Lori weren't really having a lot of communication, and he had only seen her twice in court, he said, for 3.5 minutes each time. And in the time that she was there, she didn't go and see him. So I'm just saying, like, from the time that Tom was arrested until this day, I don't think he's had a visit. That's really hard for me to say, but just imagine, he took the plea because he just, I think what he said was, that what Lori had worked out was something with the Catholic priest, and he was not going to agree with no Catholic priest and smile about it when he knew he had the prosecutor and his higher lawyer, you know, the lawyer they assigned him. He at least knew who they were. He was not going to do something with the Catholic priest and smile, you know, while they took him wherever they wanted to take him. So he took the plea, and he didn't have anything else to hold on to, anything else to weigh. He wasn't here. And so, you know, the fact that I got his box, you know what I mean, it's going to be safe. I won't open it unless Tom needs something from it. But the fact that I'm holding this box for a man I don't even know. But I really am still in prison ministry. I do a lot of prison outreach. You know, as I hear them, I write to them, and I stay in there. Because I remember when my husband was in there, even a stamp, even just a, you know, remember I was a prison volunteer before I married my husband there, and the things I've seen. And I met so many real gentlemen in there. They're not supposed to be in there. They're not anything like the image that people have in their heads. And I've been in maximums. I had to go into, like, dungeon places before I could even reach the inmates. And it's horrible when you hear those keys and gates, you know, slamming behind you. And they do everything they can to make it difficult for you to even be there in ministry. And as a wife, when you go to visit, there's like this pen, it's like a outside pen, and if it rains and they want it to rain on you before you see your husband, and the women take great pride in, you know, fixing themselves up for their visit, they'll let it rain on you, they'll let it blow on you, and what we have is in the pen, each other, to keep each other warm. But when you get in there, you're a mess. You're a mess. So we do time with our husbands, and for that reason, I mean, I've seen so much in 11 years. I just I'm a diehard. I just hung in there with Tom, and I just kept writing to encourage him. And, you know, I tried to tell him, you know, John was sick. There was a time things were happening. Eric is doing good. You should be proud of him. And, you know, I tried to encourage him, but he really was alone. That's the letters. The last letters I got from him.
They had him in solitary confinement for months.
As yeah.
If he couldn't mix with the population, what the hell's the problem? He got picked up in a hotel room because there was a gun in the bathroom. That's it.
Yeah.
It wasn't even his gun. It was in his hotel room. He was happened to be visiting there. And, I mean, this is absurd. They're torturing him. And I really respect what you're doing. Now, first of all, okay, let me just say this. If there's any way that we could get it to Tom that, it's looking like there's a pattern of a combination of his mail not getting to him,
yeah.
and or being returned to sender. Were you able to communicate with him previously to this wrong address that I just gave out before at the Sheridan Correctional Facility?
As soon as he was moved, and I took down the information that I got from BOP.gov. It was the wrong. I sent him out something, but that came back. And the right address, if people want it now, is he's using Thomas Robert Lacovero. Now they're sticklers about, you know, it being just so. I mean, actually, he's on the premises to the wrong address I sent it, because there's three. There's a camp. There's a medium security and a detention center. So they don't tell you which
right.
one he's at when you pull up inmate, you know, when you go to inmate locator. So
right.
it said I looked up inmate mail, and it was the box 5000. But the real address on his box that came to me, and that was the only reason I'm addressing this letter, which is going out tomorrow, from the box that came to me. It says Thomas
okay.
Robert Lacovero, and then the number is 66455-050, and the
right.
next line is Federal FCI Sheridan, Federal Correction Institute Sheridan, and then that number is 27072 Ball Stone, that's BALLSTON Road, Sheridan, Oregon, 97378, and Sheridan is with a DAN. Honestly, people, if you put an E on it, it's very likely they will turn it back. It's just games that they play.
Yeah.
So it is Thomas Robert Lacovera, 66455-050, FCI Sheridan, 27072, Ball Stone, BALLSTON Road, Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. Okay, so if you'll make that correction, I'm sorry for giving the wrong address. If anybody gets their letters back, you know, I apologize. But you know, it's a lot of perseverance. I have, like, several letters here. I have money order I did the wrong way. They keep coming back, but I just keep on. I stay with it because Hebrews 13, I think it's 13:6, it says, remember those who were in prison, like it's you yourself. You understand? And the Bible, a lot of people talk about, is a prisoner's book. Think about Joseph and Daniel and Isaiah and Jeremiah and all of those people. Gideon, he was down there threshing wheat. He was scared as ever. He was trying to get some of that extra wheat that he was threshing for the state, for his family. And the angel said, oh, Gideon, thou great and mighty man. He said, who, me? I mean, he surely didn't feel like a mighty man. I really don't feel like I'm doing much, except like Luke 19, I think his tense says, I'm just an unprofitable servant. I'm just doing that which is required of me to do. And everybody, I mean, you do your thing, and Chris, he's wonderful at what he does. And there's so many on RBN. I could never do what Robert Raywald does, a sovereign man, what he does, or Fred from Iowa. Tom wanted him to say, to let him know that he's reading his Bible a lot and that he's read a lot of Ellen White's books. I mean, we may not agree with that, but he is a man who's there alone, and he's drawing from what he can. So Chris Hinckley is like a good wine. I mean, everybody is doing what they can do, and that's all I'm doing, and I'm just, you know, trying to encourage people to, you know, to let him know, you know, we haven't forgotten him. So that was the right address. And then about Tom, you know, I get really choked up because prison ministry is very personal to me. I have my diploma in prison fellowship, and I worked there as a volunteer for 6 years. I did seminars and conferences. I knew the men. And it's in my blood. Once you get a taste of it, you're there. So it's not going to go away. I'll stay with Tom until he gets out, you know. And if he has somewhere to send his box, you know, I'll send it. You know what I mean? And it's just a statement I'm making about the box. Tom didn't know who else to send it to. So I got the box.
Evelyn, repeat the street address, Ballston Avenue. What was the number of the again? 2 what?
It's 27072.
Ballston Road.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Try not to get worried, try not to turn on to problems that upset you out. Don't you know everything's all right? Yes, everything's fine, and we want you to sleep well tonight. Let the world turn without you tonight. If we try, we'll get by, so forget all about us tonight.
Everything's alright, yes, everything's alright, yes.
Sleep and I shall soothe you, calm you and anoint you, melt all your hot forehead out. Then you feel everything's alright, yes, everything's fine. And it's cool and the ointment's sweet.
Evelyn in Maine. Evelyn is truly doing the Lord's work, and she's been in touch with Tom as best as anyone can. I can guarantee it by the reports I have now piling up that Tom's mail is getting interfered with, thrown away, jacked, returned to sender, and every bit of anything they can do to torture him more, because I'm getting all different reports from people. Stuff's coming back. He's not getting responses from people who write to him. We got the address that's online was Box 5000. It's not Tom's address, so the address I gave was incorrect, but Evelyn's address was correct because it gets right on the box that Tom sent her from prison. So let's go over this again. It's Thomas Lacavara. So, people, we need you to write Tom and let him know. We need to flood them with letters because then we know at least some will get through. I don't think they can, you know, throw all his letters away. I mean, anything's possible. They're capable of any atrocity. But the more, the better. The more that we send, the more that have a chance of getting through, like anything else. All right, so it's Thomas Robert Lacavara. He wants his middle name in there, Thomas Robert Lacavara. And then it's the number was the same. I had that one right, 66455-050. That's 66455-050. Thomas Robert Lacavara, 66455-050. And then you're going to put FCI as in Federal Correctional Institution, FCI, Sheridan, Sheridan, FCI Sheridan. Then the number is 27072, Ballston Road, B-A-L-S-T-O-N.
Two L.
What is it?
Two
L. Two L. Okay, sorry about that. We want two L's on Ballston. Balls. There we go. All right. FCI Sheridan, 27072, Ballston Road, B-A-L-L-S-T-O-N, 27072, Ballston Road. And that is in Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. All right. Thomas Robert Lacavara, 66455-050. FCI Sheridan, 27072, Ballston Road, two L's in Ballston, and that's Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. Boy, this this correctional facility thing is great. I mean, you want to talk about CIA-inspired torture chambers trying to break people any way they can. And I don't blame Tom one bit. Sure, take their idiot witch's plea, whatever. He's not beholden to that. He's not conceiving any guilt. We know he's not guilty to begin with. How could he, even if he was? We'd know he'd be lying. He's not guilty. It's very easy to retract something when you're put under torture, put under duress, put under emotional distress. That's the legal term. And I would be happy to help Tom, you know, officially retract his plea through paperwork, however. You know, there was a limit to what we could do because he had an attorney there, and we can't file papers simultaneously while his attorney's, that's going to screw up his case. And, you know, so I wish we could do more for Tom. If he's got rid of his attorney, I'll be happy to flood him with habeas corpuses tomorrow. But I don't want to step on the toes of the attorney. Lori didn't want to step on the toes of the attorney. I don't know if Tom did. I don't think so. You know, it's a fine line we have to walk as courtroom observers. But I'll say it again, this week we had some victory here in upstate New York. The man who had the attorney lost, and the guy who didn't have the attorney and just went with the activism and our paperwork, handwritten, common law style, you know, we walked out of there. Now, it's not to be faulted on the man who took the attorney. I understand what it's like. You know, sometimes the court will even force you to. You have to have representation in this. You're not competent, blah, 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 blah. We know all the bizarre arguments they'll come up with. So I do not fault people for taking the attorney. People are pressured, forced into this by either being in prison or being threatened with prison. And who wants to, how much good are you going to do yourself or anybody else when you're behind bars? So, I mean, I do not begrudge anybody taking the plea. That's not conceding any guilt. It's. I mean, the Nazis did this too. Sign this piece of paper if you want to get out of jail.
The good thing about it, the way that he explains it is he has 15 months. I wrote it down here, like 15 months that they gave him under that plea. Let's see if I can find it here.
Is that what the time was? So they were specific on the sentence. All right. So it's going to be
the
time
plea works in his favor, and here's how it goes. Can I? Is it okay, Eric?
Sure. Please do.
They gave him 15 months with 2 months knocked off for good behavior. By sentence and time in October, he would have done 10 months, which leaves 3 months to go. On transitional time to process out of that system is 70 to 180 days.
Huh?
So, in other words, this is the way Tom has it broken down. By the time of sentencing, he likely will be released to a transitional halfway house for 30 days.
Okay.
With 3 years of probation, but this is cut down 1 year if he remains in Nevada for that year.
Oh, boy. So when will he be leaving to go from the prison to the halfway house? Would that be in January or would that be in October?
I think after his hearing in October, because he says transitioning out of that system.
Right, and if that's 90 days.
7 to 180 days.
Ungodly. Oh, wow. It takes them that long to write up the piece of paper that says, get out. Oh, boy. It's because they're being sold as real estate investment trust. His case is bonded. There was one,
yeah.
I think it was suretybonds.org, said that the bond is indemnified upon sentencing when the prisoner signs the documents. So, this is all about the boy. This is gross. All right, so
yeah,
could
Tom,
it be?
Tom Deegan, you know Tom Deegan? He wrote something about the perform. Well, he was in there for standing up too. He wanted Virginia to just abide by the Constitution and the laws of the land, and anyway, threw him as far back into the dungeon as they could to him too. Well, he's not really visible, but he does write and he has an email, and he kind of broke down. I think he got hold of some information about the. How this whole bond thing works.
Yeah.
I have
performance of payment bonds on every case.
Oh,
the
yes.
Court buys them up and then resells them on
bond,
the open market
performance,
and mortgage
yes,
securities.
And yes, and so they use the days, and I mean, he has it all broken down how they calculate it all to, seal the little
and
package up. And
I'd love to look at his work. What is that person's name?
His name is Tom Deegan, and he released something recently. I can send it to you in the email. It was at scanretina.com under Tom Deegan.
Send me some emails. Here's my email, Evelyn. It's Eric, E-R-I-C, Hughes, H-U-G-H-E-S. Eric Hughes. That's my middle name.
H-U-G-H-E-S.
Eric, yeah, Eric Hughes and then a dot, N-Y for New York. The dot comes before the NY. And that's at Yahoo. So it's erichughes.ny@yahoo.com.
Okay.
Please send me on that. So what was it, 70 to 180 days to transition out? Now, does that mean going to a halfway house, or does that mean that takes him that long to process his release?
I'm not sure. That's all the information I got. They could hold him 30 of those days there, and then kind of go with the rest of the, to make up the 180 days. I don't know. I don't know. That might take him to January.
And just to refresh my memory here, in the plea that said how long would he have to stay in a halfway house for, roughly?
30 days.
30 days, okay, and that's the transfer. So that's what they're going to do. They're probably going to, in October, they're going to move him for a month to a halfway house where he'll transition. And then after those 30 days, but that says that could take between 70. What was going to take between 70 and 180 days? Was that the transitioning?
Yeah, he said transition time to process out of that system, that whole entire, circus they have going on there. Is 70 to, and the other thing, Eric, I don't know if you've thought about this, but maybe they're holding him like they're holding him and making him, go through all of this because he was staying in Lavoy Finicum's room.
Of course. That had a lot to do with it, but I think it was multiple things. He's a very effective broadcaster. He was on his way to cover the Bundy trials in Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't want him getting there doing that. He was in Lavoy Finicum's room. I think the list is lengthy. They wanted to take him out for a multitude of reasons. It's like, you know, when Kennedy got assassinated, it wasn't just one thing. There were many things that he was doing that rubbed the globalists the wrong way. You know, he was releasing the private, he was releasing the currency instead of the private bankers. He was going to be, you know, treasury, real treasury notes, the real issued by the government. He was naming names. He gave the secret society speech. He was going to close down shut down the CIA, and he had a whole bunch of things. He was, if I'm not mistaken, he was sharing a bed with a woman who was, the woman he was sleeping with was sharing a bed also with one of the top mobsters in the country. So, you know, it just went on and on and on. Similar to Tom. Now, I'm not saying Tom was doing anything seedy like that. Tom was doing absolutely nothing. Tom was cleaner than Kennedy by a long shot. So, I mean, he's sitting in a room, but, yeah, it's doing nothing, and he's conspired to do nothing, and they can prove he conspired to do nothing. It's absurd, but, yeah, I think having the LaVoy connection, the 14th Amendment work he was doing.
Can I tell you another connection I've never heard anybody talk about? On October 31st, Amy Goodman, she put out some kind of bogus, really bad press release against the Bundys. And I forwarded that to Tom, and Tom on his show, he really exposed this whole thing, and he challenged Amy Goodman on that material, where she was saying she was getting the Native Americans stirred up at Standing Rock to say, well, the Bundys held up Mal Hoor, and we're just doing this over at Standing Rock. They were making some really ugly comparisons, and Tom really called out Amy Goodman, and he challenged her, you know, to come on his show.
Absolutely. And she, and, Amy Goodman, Amy Goodman,
it wasn't long after that that he was arrested, but what he stopped, because I took his show, and I knew some people at Standing Rock, some people who were close to media, and I really shot it right to them, and I said, here, you all need to not listen to this stuff that's being stirred up there. You need to listen to this other side, and Tom is willing to talk to you. I shot it right over there. Well, that stopped that whole thing from, it just kind of busted it up with some prayer and some fasting, and just like, I knew that she was trying to start up that some kind of a dissension war thing going on with the Native American and the ranchers. And that stopped, but what you see now happening between the Confederate, you know, monuments and the others and all that stuff that's going on there, it's all bogus, but, you know, they need to whip it up and keep it whipped up many ways that they can. And anyway, I've never heard anybody say anything about that, but I know what happened because I shot it right into that whole thing, and it just dissipated. They afterwards sent in Chase Iron Eyes, and he came in with pizza for everybody, and it was at the same time of the Pizzagate thing and all of that. And nobody even caught on. They just thought he was a wonderful Native American, and that whole thing busted up, too. Anyway, nobody's liking him.
Amy Goodman, well, you hit it right on the head. It's order out of chaos, and only through chaos can they get their new world order. Amy Goodman fits the profile to the T of a CIA civilian asset, just like Dana Loesch on the right. Amy Goodman's kind of the Dana Loesch. Dana Loesch is that war whore that does the NRA commercial with the clenched fist. By the way, GCN pulled the commercial like the day after we exposed it.
Oh, he's a black man.
And the quintessential, you want to see the quintessential CIA mind-warping operation trying to convince the public of this false left-right paradigm that the police should be kicking heads and breaking, you know, and everything is just the left, never mentioning the real bankers behind the curtain, never saying people should be armed. She just says, let's just let the police do their job and then take over the street. Oh, it's just absurd, the commercial. It drove me bananas.
Chase
Irons anyway,
came right directly from Amy Goodman's camp. Yeah.
Oh, wow. Yep.
So, well, yeah, there's a lot of that stuff going on, you know, like I'm like really street, you know, more streetwise, and I was doing my own personal outreach, and I just kind of wind
up. You're doing the Lord's work, Evelyn. Mm-hmm. You're doing the Lord's work. taking with this prison ministry you have, and boy, what a blessing it is for you to, you know, be there for Tom. This is huge. Let Tom know that it appears that there's a whole bunch of mail coming to him that's not necessarily getting through, either through a mistaken ad. And I don't want to use the word mistaken. They're intentionally doing this. They got one address for Tom online, but the return address on the box is different. Mm-hmm. So we're going with the return address on the box. It's Thomas Lacovara. Mm-hmm. By the way, Evelyn, thanks for the call. Can you check in with us later this week, next week?
Yeah, I just want to leave with everybody. Be kind. Don't, you know, nobody's hearing from Lori, but the word I want to leave with you is bicoda. That spells be ye kind one to another. It's taken from Ephesians 4:32. Folks, we all need each other. We're all doing what we can to uphold righteousness and to walk in the kingdom of God's dear Son, the kingdom of light and not in this darkness. And we are the head. The captain of the Lord is Jesus, and we're just following in his footsteps. He already won the war. It's a finished work. It's a settled work. And he defeated him at the cross. And you just have to walk in the Lord and walk as he leads you and do that thing which you're most passionate about. I love everybody. I just, I'm not a caller, but thanks for taking my call, Eric. And
Evelyn, thank you for doing what you do. This is invaluable. We appreciate this. We got the right address for Tom. We're going to do a letter blitz. Evelyn, check in with us next week, would you, sweetheart?
I will. I got three letters Tom back. One is going out again tomorrow with the correct address. All right.
Great.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Evelyn. Thank you so much. Awesome work. Way to go, Evelyn. Okay, so we're going to hear from you next week, Evelyn. So Thomas Lacovara, 66455-050, FCI Sheridan. That stands for Federal Correctional Institute. FCI Sheridan, 27072, Ballston Road, Ballston Road, Sheridan, Oregon, Sheridan. The zip code in Sheridan, Oregon is 97378. It's 97378. Thomas Lacovara, 66455-050, FCI Sheridan, 27072 Ballston Road, Sheridan, Oregon, 97378. Give it a try. We're hoping that he's getting some mail. He had some correspondence with Evelyn. She's one persistent woman. God bless Evelyn. Thanks for being on. This is great. We got some updates. I was woefully in absence of updates on Tom because court doesn't always want to talk with me, no matter how nice I am. Others do. I've had great luck. I had a federal judge in Utah call me back after he said he would. I thought, this guy's never going to call me back. I actually got through to him directly, and then he called me back and left a message on my voicemail. He was really nice and ended up, you know, having a similar outcome to Tom's, where you basically had to sign a piece of paper and they'll open the witch's door and they make a whole bunch of money on the bond, which is Tom's flesh. And Tom comes back into the broadcasting world, and boy, is he going to have some stuff to say, I'm sure. So we want to thank everybody for being with us tonight. Gary in Michigan, if you're still with us and we haven't put you to sleep, I know it's way past your bedtime and mine as well. We got the caller. That's right. I apologize. Let's go to our caller real quick. I forget who it was, but I got wrapped up with Tom's stuff, and I don't think that's a bad thing. But caller, go ahead. We've got about 3 minutes left. Shoot.
Oh, hey, Eric. I think I got my answer. You gave out your email again. I called in last night, and I wrote it down. I couldn't get it to work, but I found the mistake of what you gave out there. My friend with the book, he'd be pretty happy to come on next week, Friday night. Friday's his day off, so Friday night will work better.
Oh, good.
I'll get an email.
I'm looking forward to that. All right. And what's his name again?
Ken Townsend.
Ken Townsend. Okay, sounds good. And all right, we'll look forward to that next week. Thanks, my friend. I appreciate that hookup. Have him call in. Maybe about why don't we say about 10:30? About halfway in half.
Well, I'm gonna send you a. Huh? Yeah, email. I'm going to send you an email and copy it to him, and y'all both have each other's email, and you can give them another phone number if you want to talk earlier in the week or something.
That would be good. I'd love to talk with him briefly before he comes on. That would be great. Cool.
Okay.
Well, thanks, buddy.
All right.
We'll talk to you next week, then.
Okay, that sounds good.
Appreciate you being with us. Thanks for that hookup. Great. Gary in Michigan, we got about 2 minutes left. Take us out with a prayer, sir. Short one, 2 minutes.
Okay, our Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for this evening. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that you passed on to our forefathers and down to this day from the house of Israel, for the sons and daughters of Jacob Israel. And Father, as we go into closing of this message, we pray, Father, for every one of the patriots out there. As we heard about Tom Lochaber tonight, we pray, Father, that I'd give him strength to go through this whole situation he's going through, and give him the power to be able to come over all their evils, and that he would be returned to us safe and sound and with no injuries at all, and especially the ones that they try to injure your mind. And Father, we come thanking you for what you've done for the house of Jacob Israel again. We thank you for the opportunity to share this upon this network, and we ask all in Yodi Bahi's name, so be it.
So be it. Thank you, my sir. Beautiful prayer. Wonderful. Thank you, Gary, for being with us tonight. We couldn't do it without you. We're going to try to have Lori Anderson next week. We're going to have some other various guests. And I just want to thank everybody for being there, for Tom being there for this broadcast. Please support the network. I'll be back next week. Bundle up all these broadcasts. Go to the archive for the RBN archive. Bundle all these broadcasts or pick out one or two you like, and then post them and rebroadcast them and retweet them everywhere to get people this word, because we've discussed some really important things here, and people need to see what's really going on and stop being distracted by the Kabuki Theater in Washington, D.C. and other places that are looking to distract us from what the real problems are and what the real solutions are. Eric, the Freedom Streamer on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next
week. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.